It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. A bunch of basketball players and one gorilla. That's what you see on the cover of Kathy Davidson's new book, Now You See It, How the Brain Science of Attention Will Transform the Way We Live, Work, and Learn. The cover is a reference to a famous psychology experiment. Subjects are asked to count the number of times basketball players pass a ball in a short video. Afterwards, they're asked, "Did you see the gorilla?" Very few ever notice the guy in the gorilla costume walk by in the background of the video. Davidson says our schools and workplaces make us count too many passes and miss too many gorillas, focus on small tasks at the expense of larger meaning.
We're still worried about things like multitasking. Oh my goodness, our world is changing. Now we have to do email at the same time that we're tempted to go look at our Facebook page. What we're missing is how huge this is in all human history to go through such a remarkable transformation in how we communicate to one another. If institutions are to prepare us for the age we live in, especially like education, or if the workplace is supposed to maximize opportunities, why is it we've gone through a tremendous technological change without really thinking about how we change our institutions to support us? I don't know about you, but my workplace was designed for the 20th century. It's a little cubicle that shuts out the world so I can concentrate. Then I turn on my desktop, and like in one click, there's the memo from my supervisor saying that grant budget better be revised and due on my desk at 4, or you're in big trouble. But then there's also something from my kid's teacher saying, you know, he got in a fight on the playground again today, and we're thinking about suspending him. And there's news about the stock market going crazy, and everything is there. So my office is cordoned off, but my work life isn't.
Davidson teaches at Duke, where she studies how people work with technology.
I teach a class called This Is Your Brain on the Internet, and I don't set the syllabus. I propose a syllabus, and every week two students are in charge, and they have to read what I've assigned, and then they have to make a decision whether to use it, to use their own resources instead and make their own assignment, or to augment my assignment. They're constantly in a role of do-it-yourself in a classroom situation, which is a very safe and experimental place to be allowed to do that. I mean, I've gotten a lot of hate mail for being willing to do that. And fortunately, I've got a dean who thinks it's a great thing and pushes me to be more and more experimental. But many teachers are afraid of giving up the role that we've had for the last 150 years. You know, Ichabod Crane, front of the classroom.
The schoolmaster, yeah.
The schoolmaster, yes. And I'm basically saying the schoolmaster isn't very effective in a DIY world.
Kathy Davidson's new book is Now You See It, How the Brain Science of Attention Will Transform the Way We Live, Work, and Learn. Time to improve your tech vocabulary.
Dorking.
You've heard of computer hacking. Get ready for computer
dorking.
It's like hacking, but all you do is search on Google for networks that have been accidentally left open. At Yale University, dorkers recently made off with personal information, including social security numbers, of 43,000 students, faculty, staff, and alumni. They got access to a file transfer protocol server, commonly known as an FTP server, which didn't used to show up in search engines. But in 2010, Google started including FTP servers in search results, and Yale didn't know that. Oh, it's not as flashy or complex as hacking, but Yale and everyone, please be on the lookout for
dorking.
This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business, with commercial-grade products and personal account managers to help your business be ready for anything. BestBuy.com/business.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.